Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, here to provide your 10-minute dose of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia can be played however you want to do it, whether that is on your own or against someone else. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, Grammy winners, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history and join in with our games. I love to see everyone who plays Pop Puzzle Trivia all over the world, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Little Rock, USA. Thank you for playing. Also, you can pause the game if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think about some of the questions. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round one today, we're examining hits of the time of virality and streaming services. It is all about the songs and the albums of the 2010s. We have 5 questions for you about hits of the 2010s with 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 1. Which American singer, known for hits like Without Me and Bad at Love, joined BTS for their hit 2019 single Boy With Love? Question 2. On a 2011 hit song, Maroon 5 singer Adam Levine bragged that he had moves like which classic rock star? Question 3. One of the biggest albums of 2018 was Beer Bongs and Bentleys by which rapper cum country star? Question 4. Which Canadian rapper featured on Rihanna's 2010 number one hit single, What's My Name? Question 5. On a 2015 hit by Joe Jonas's band DNCE, what food are they hoping to eat by the ocean? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is Grammy winners. You're about to hear 5 questions about artists and songs who were lucky enough to take home music's biggest award, the Grammy. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 6. Which English singer won the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance in 2016 for his hit song, Thinking Out Loud? Question 7. The Wallflowers took home the Grammy for Best Rock Song in 1999 for which automotive hit single? Question 8. Which Scottish singer, known for hits like Morning Train, 9 to 5, and We've Got Tonight, won the Grammy for Best New Artist in 1982? Question 9. The production duo Silk City won Best Dance Recording for their song Electricity in 2019, It features vocals from which British pop star? Question 10. Which crooner, known as the Chairman of the Board, won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year 3 times during the 1960s? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star. As each clue is going to reveal a little bit more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue and progressively down to only one if you get it on the last clue. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 10th of March, 1994, in Puerto Rico, the son of a truck driver and a school teacher. Clue 2. As a child, I sang in the church choir and took an interest in creating my own music as a teenager. By my early 20s, I began to upload my own compositions to the website SoundCloud. Clue 3. In 2016, one of the songs I uploaded was enough to get me attention from a record label. My first charting single came with the song Diles, and I began to feature on songs with other Latin pop stars, including J Balvin and Karol G. Clue 4. A big break came for me in 2017 when I worked with Cardi B on the number one hit single I Like It, and a string of successful albums followed, most notably my 2022 album Un Verano Sin Ti, which spent 13 weeks at number one in the USA. Clue 5. I was Spotify's most streamed artist of the year for 3 years in a row from 2020 to 2022, and my hits include Mi Porto Bonito, Titi Mi Pregunto, and Ojitos Lindos. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. The answers are coming your way, starting with the hits of the 2010s. Question 1. Halsey featured on Boy With Love, which has been streamed over 1 billion times on Spotify alone. Question 2. Maroon 5 had moves like Jagger or Mick Jagger. Question 3. Post Malone had a hit with the album Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Question 4. Drake featured on the Rihanna hit What's My Name. Question 5. Cake by The Ocean. Continuing on to round 2 Grammy winners. Question 6. Ed Sheeran won Best Pop Vocal Performance, beating out Taylor Swift's Blank Space and Ellie Goulding's Love Me Like You Do. Question 7. One Headlight by The Wallflowers. Question 8. Sheena Easton was the best new artist of 1982. She beat out competition from the Go-Go's, Luther Vandross, and Adam and the Ants. Question 9. Dua Lipa provided the vocals on the Grammy-winning song Electricity. And question 10. Frank Sinatra. He won for his albums Come Dance With Me, September of My Years, and A Man and His Music. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Bad Bunny. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify right now, you can leave a comment and vote in the episode poll. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast platform you are listening from. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.